Baseball, perhaps more than any other sport, has a long history of curses and superstitions. Among its most famous curses, baseball has had its curse of the Bambino that plagued the Boston Red Sox for generations after they traded Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees in 1920. And the poor Cubs had had to deal with the curse of the Billy Goat when a local tavern owner cursed the Cubs when he was not allowed to enter Wrigley Field with his pet goat during the 1945 World Series. The Cubs lost that World Series and didn't play in another one for over a half a century. Baseball teams have had to deal with curses, so it's not surprising that their ballplayers are notorious for trying to avoid bad luck. Besides hopping over foul lines when they jog onto the field, most of them refuse to wear the number 13. For good luck, they'll eat the same food before every game. Hall of Famer Wayne Boggs ate nothing but chicken.
Right, every day game or just before a night game, I have to have chicken.
Besides just the chicken, you have a number of things you do. Can you just run through some of them?
Normally, the day starts about 11:30. Get up, eat at 1:15. Leave for the ballpark at 3 o'clock. Get to the ballpark around 3:30. Get dressed on the field at 4 o'clock. Take my ground balls at 4:15. Take batting practice at 5:25. Come back in, get dressed, go back out onto the field at 7:17. Come back in.
7:17.
17 is when I take
the field. How about like 7:15?
It doesn't work.
All right.
It doesn't work. So everything's pretty regimented.
Now, what happens? Have other teams ever tried to throw you off your regimen?
One time in Toronto, we were waiting for the clock to change to 7:17, and the scorekeeper decided to hold it on 7:16. And then he changed it to 7:18, so he bypassed 7:17.
So what did you do?
I don't think I got a hit that night.
And refused to change their shirts, socks, and even their jock straps when they're on a winning streak. The most offensive and grotesque good luck charm in baseball belongs to Connie Mack's Philadelphia Athletics, who had a humpback dwarf for a bat boy. Every time an A's player came to bat, he'd rub the hump for good luck before stepping into the batter's box. A's pitchers, not to be outdone, would rub the hump before taking the mound each inning. When I played ball, I had my own superstition. A center fielder for most of my career, I made sure that I ran past the second base side of the infield when I jogged out to my position before the start of an inning. When the inning was over, I jogged past the shortstop side of second base on my way back to the dugout. I knew absolutely that I was doomed if I ever touched second base on my way on and off the field. Thanks to my mother, I've always been superstitious. My mother believed that an open umbrella in the house or shoes on the table, even if they were in a box, was bad luck. If you dropped silverware by accident, you were in serious trouble. But if you had an itchy nose, you were coming into money. She made sure that I knew to avoid cracks in the sidewalk on my way to school, because if I stepped on a crack, I'd break my mother's back. As for curses, I guess being a Pirates fan since I was 9 years old qualifies as a curse. I've rooted for far more losing teams than winning teams, including 20 losing seasons in a row. That's why I should have known better when I grew a mustache to celebrate Pirates pitcher Paul Skeens and his prominent mustache when he was selected to start the recent All-Star game. When I started to grow a mustache, the Pirates started winning and looked like they had a chance to make the playoffs. Even though the mustache was annoying, and as it grew became whiter and whiter, I kept it until my visiting grandkids had a look at it. But when they said it made me look really old, I shaved it off as soon as they were gone. The next day, the Pirates lost and went on to lose the next 10 games. My wife Anita, who is normally sweet and sensible, except when it comes to the Pirates, blamed me for the Pirates' losing streak, and at one point committed baseball blasphemy by declaring she was now a Cardinals fan. I hated that mustache, but superstitions are superstitions, and if I can get the Pirates back to their brief winning ways and save Anita's baseball soul in the bargain, I may have to grow it back. Or, as a desperate Anita said, I should go to a novelty shop and buy a fake mustache to wear, at least until the season is over. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.